I'd like to take as the text for our invitation this evening, James chapter 5. James chapter 5. We discussed at the end of our time together in the Bible class how that our own actions from time to time will impact our standing before God, whether we will receive the home, the reward, eternal life in the presence of God, or else we will miss out on that because we have become disobedient to Him. There is a text in James chapter 5, beginning with the first verse, where the rich are under consideration. We want to hasten to say that there is no intrinsic sin in being wealthy. But the wealthy that are being described here in this particular text are individuals whose minds are not on the things of God, who have not been acting in righteous ways. They have been oppressing the poor. They've been acting in ways that are unrighteous and trusting the life that they have on earth. So he says concerning those, come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver are corroded and their corrosion will be a witness against you. And you will eat your flesh like fire. You have heaped up treasure in the last days. Indeed, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you have kept back by fraud, cry out. The cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Lord of the Sabbath. You have lived on the earth in pleasure and luxury. You have fattened your hearts as in a day of slaughter. You have condemned, you have murdered the just. He does not resist you. Now, this is an indication of their unrighteousness. He ends by noting those who are the faithful. He says, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. And we talked about it. In the end, all accounts will be settled. In the end, victory is ours. In the end, those who are unrighteous and ungodly, and those even who are guilty of persecution, of mistreatment of others, they will receive their just rewards for what they have done. All we must do is be patient. But brethren, we need to understand the importance of being among those who, when the Lord comes, He will say unto us, well done, thou good and faithful servants. Enter ye into my rest. If we're not there, then we are in that other group. You may say, well, we're not going to be as bad as them. We must understand that the visitation of God's judgment is upon all man, to where every man will be judged according to the deeds that has been done in his body, whether good or bad. We all will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And it is our prayer that if you are here this evening and in need of repenting of sin, in need of some strengthening, some prayer, some encouragement on our part, or most especially if you are here and you have never become obedient to the gospel of our Lord, that you take this opportunity as we extend this invitation to make your life right. We love your soul, we care for you, and we will do everything within our power to help you get right with God. If we can assist you in any way to answer that invitation call, we extend it now and ask that you come while together we stand and while we sing.